Starley, call on me on Today FM. It is Al here joining you until 2:30. And we're going to do something brand new today. If you fancy yourself as a bit of a funny person or you think you just have a funny story to tell us, we want you. It's Wednesday. It's the midweek slump. It's the hump day. And to get us over it and for the chance to win an Al's Pal and come on air and regale the nation north, south, east and west, the laughter line is open. Yes, what I want you to do is think Graham Norton's red chair, think trapdoors, think Britain's Got Talent. I want you to come on the air and regale us with a story of your own or somebody else's, a joke of your own or somebody else's that you think we'll all enjoy. Now, I could stop you mid-story, you could get the groan, or I could let you go and you could get the giggle. If it doesn't work out for you, unfortunately, you'll get the trapdoor. Now, it could be trap or clap. We'll find out what happens. Three callers will be on air at the same time. It can be absolutely anything. Something funny that your child said today. Something mad that happened to you 15 years ago. A one-liner you like to tell in the middle of the pub. Anything you want. As corny as you like. I might even give the prize to the corniest one-liner. You never know. This is your opportunity to make the nation smile and your chance to tell us your funny stories. Ladies and gentlemen, the laughter line is open. Text 53102 to enter. Imagine Dragons thunder on Today FM. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, the laughter line is open. Yes, we've asked you to get in touch with your funny stories, funny jokes, anecdotes, whether it's yours or somebody else's. Think the buzzers on Britain's Got Talent. Think trapdoors. Think Graham Norton's red chair. Will you get the groan or the giggle? Will you get the trap or the clap? If you get the trapdoor, I'm afraid it's bye-bye, no Al's Pal for you. But if you make the nation smile, then an Al's Pal is on its way. So it's time to meet our contestants. Here we go. Line one, Debbie, how are you?
Hi, Al. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good, Debbie. What are you up to today?
Good. Well, I'm actually on a day off from work. I had to write an exam this morning, but I'm free now.
Okay. That's a lovely accent you have, Debbie.
Thanks. I'm originally from South Africa, but I've been here about 12 years now.
Very nice.
The accent ain't going.
All right, Debbie, entertain the nation.
All right. I went to a zoo recently. There was only one type of dog in the zoo. It was a shih tzu.
You gotta giggle, Debbie. I like that. It was a shih tzu. You stay on the line, okay?
Thank
I like
you.
That, Debbie. All right, number two. Chris in Donegal, how are you?
How are you doing now?
I'm very good. Where are you today?
In Letterkenny here at the moment.
Oh,
you're not
lovely.
Using these jokes for your next act, are you?
I'm stealing them all, Chris. All right, Chris, entertain the nation.
Why do scuba divers fall backwards off a boat?
Why do scuba divers fall backwards off the boat?
Because if it fell forward, it'd still be on the boat.
Chris. Chris, really?
Comedy gold.
Bye, Chris! Ski in Mullingar, how are you?
Great, Al, how are you?
I'm very good. Ski, you don't want to get the trapdoor like that. Entertain the nation.
Okay, when I was a younger man, without the tiles one night, woke up the next morning, a severe hangover, my boss shouted at me to come on, come on. I ran downstairs, got a glass of water, opened up the closet, went through loads of boxes, seen a sign saying fast acting, two of them in a jar, chopped them up, drank it down, off to work. Boss kept looking at me, you feeling okay? I'm feeling okay. Back home around 2:00, my mother's standing in the kitchen, she goes, you had a heavy night last night. I said, did indeed, why? She goes, look what you took, you fucking idiot. Open up the box, Sterident. Anyone doesn't know what Sterident is, it's what you drop your false teeth into, drop two tablets in overnight and let your teeth bleach. She handed me the box, says, read the back of the box, read the back of the box, if swallowed, seek medical help immediately.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, Ski, yeah. You're our winner.
Thank you.
You've won the Al's Pal. You've won the Al's Pal. Well done. Brilliant. You. Talk to you later.
My lovely smile. Thank you, Al.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Debbie.
Yes.
Debbie, I'm so sorry, but
that's
I love
okay.
Ski's story, but I'll...
That was funny.
I'm
was good.
Sorry, Debbie. I love you, but it's trapdoor for you. Ladies and gentlemen. I love these buttons. This is fantastic. That was our first ever laughter line. Ski in Mullingar has won. Chris in Donegal, that was not a good joke. I didn't get the joke about the boat and the falling over. I didn't get it. Pamela, did you get it?
Did you ever hear the phrase, if you're explaining, you're losing?
Yeah, not great. Debbie's was all right.
I like Debbie's. Yeah. I've heard that one before, though.
I know. Ski's was an original story.
Yep.
And he should have sought medical help.
He should.
Well done, Ski. He's one of Al's pal. If you'd like to play the laughter line sometime, just text us on 53102.
Today FM with Al Porter.